ever defaulted on a loan in his career. All of a sudden, the bank telephoned and called in all of his outstanding loans because the day before, a local newspaper had printed a notice that this millionaire entrepreneur was divorcing his wife. There are countless examples of critics who try to destroy the dreams of ambitious men and women. But critics are a necessary part of our social system in America. They screen out those who lack the courage and resolve to take criticisms and triumph in spite of them. Successful entrepreneurs tend to have extraordinary drive and resolve. A recently published Forbes magazine article by Adrian Sanders, Success Secrets of the Successful, reported on the source of their motivation. Bill Bartman, founder and chairman of Commercial Financial Services, indicated in the article that his sister-in-law was a major motivating element because she was a critic of sorts. Her negative evaluation of him gave Mr. Bartman strong motivation to prove that she was wrong. He is quoted as saying, "She didn't like me. I wasn't good enough for her sister. It absolutely infuriated me." It seems that Mr. Bartman was a high school dropout, but motivated by criticism from his sister-in-law, he received a GED and then went on to college. In college, he motivated himself to study by placing a 5x7-inch index card with the name of his sister-in-law on it on the wall. Whenever his head moved away from studying his lessons, he saw the name of his arch-critic and was instantly motivated to get back to his books. In the same article, Deborah Stryker Fine, president of Interactive Media, revealed her source of motivation. Her small-town neighbors thought that being a female entrepreneur was degrading. In turn, she was motivated by her strong desire to reject their evaluation of her and her vocation. The lesson of the millionaire mind is that you should be careful of whom you listen to and be sensitive to the motives of so-called advisors. If you're ambitious and hardworking and your career is accelerating on an upward trend, you may be a threat to some people. Unfortunately, many of these same people are the very ones our young people rely on for career advice. So the majority of millionaires ignore their critics, and in addition, they never allow negative evaluations or forecasts to weaken their resolve. Ignoring the criticism of detractors is a significant correlate of economic success and career achievements. Keep one fact in mind. The successful population, regardless of intellect, is more heavily criticized than the unsuccessful. In fact, I believe that criticism is a necessary form of hazing, the tempering of steel, the boot camp for candidates wanting to succeed. Ask the typical millionaire today and he will probably have many boot camp experiences to relate. Successful people are different. They don't follow the crowd. And those who don't follow the crowd are often criticized for being different. The most productive professor I ever took a class from once told me just before I graduated, "If you don't publish, you may not get tenure at a good school, but you will have a lot of friends. Publish a lot, and you will not be real popular among your colleagues." Often, success comes at the price of not being one of the gang, the good old boys. In fact, 3 out of 4 millionaires, 76%, report that learning to think differently from the crowd while they were in their formative years was an important influence in becoming productive adults in later life. Being different comes with rewards like economic success and punishments like criticisms and exclusions from social groups. A millionaire in one of my first interviews told me something about rejection. Never take rejection personally. Another gave me great advice. When you are criticized, wait 2 weeks before you get angry or upset. After 2 weeks, if you still wish to get angry, wait another 2 weeks. What if at the end of these 2 weeks you still want to get angry? Write the critic a long letter. Spell out why you're interested in becoming angry. After all this time and the process of purging your concerns via letter writing, you may be cured of destructive anger. Chances are you will not even feel the need to send the letter. Physically conditioned to win, a correlate of disproving critics. According to the survey, the majority of millionaires exercise regularly, although being physically fit ranks at number 20 on the list of success factors. Deca-millionaires, those with net worth of $10 million or more, have the highest incidence of regular exercise. About 2/3 exercise regularly. Many of the others play golf or tennis, but not always on a regular basis. The more economically successful you become, the more critics you will attract. Keeping in excellent physical condition can be an important tool in dealing with detractors because it helps to hone one's competitive spirit. Many millionaires, especially decamillionaires, are extremely competitive and even welcome criticism. It gives them stronger motivation to prove that their critics were wrong in their assessments. Also, physical conditioning is one of the main sources of the extraordinary energy that most multimillionaires possess. I've found very few self-made millionaires who are lethargic or even noticeably overweight. Exhaustion and lethargy are friends of critics. So if you want to be able to ignore criticism, or even better, thrive on it, never allow yourself to get fat and lazy. Being physically fit is a significant underlying correlate of several other domains of success. Those who credit their willingness to take financial risk are significantly more likely to be physically fit than risk avoiders. Physical fitness can also be a strong correlate of one's overall contentment, even affection for one's vocation. It's much easier to work hard if you love what you are doing, and the ability to work hard is in turn related to one's physical conditioning. Wealth does not have much meaning if you don't know how to enjoy your job, people, and diversions. And you can't get much out of your economic achievements if you die before your time, as did Mr. Powell, a multimillionaire. The executor of his estate recently returned a questionnaire that I'd addressed to Mr. Powell with a note saying, "Dr. Stanley, in spite of his wealth, Mr. Powell died recently." Integrity and moral values. I personally examine every questionnaire that is completed by respondents, because some of the most important information comes in the form of handwritten comments and suggestions that are not part of the fill-in-the-blanks components of my surveys. These comments are written in margins, under other objective choices, and often in unexpected places. One character wrote his own added explanations all over the questionnaire. When asked to estimate what others thought of him, he wrote, "Fair and honest." He also wrote short notes next to each question about the experiences that influenced him. It indicated that his parents and one other major factor explained his economic success, 3 years in the U.S. Marines. What do factors such as being fair and honest and spending time in the Marine Corps have to do with becoming an economic success? The millionaire population contains a disproportionately high concentration of people who tell me that integrity is a critical factor in explaining their success. Being honest with all people was